Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
You Better You Bet continues here on BetQL. Kevin Rogers in for Nick Costos today. Ken Barkley is here as well. A lot of NBA talk that we've had so far in this hour. We continue it now. Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, former Nets assistant GM. He's got plenty of opinions and a lot of information on the draft and also the Westbrook trade as we bring Bobby Marks on the show. You can find him on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Bobby, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing very well. And the number one pick of the draft was Cade Cunningham out of Oklahoma State. He goes to Detroit. And what is he, a franchise changer in your mind? Is he a guy that could transform the Pistons, not into a championship team, but at least get them over the hump and get them into now being a playoff team?
Yeah, I don't know if he's franchised like we saw with, you know, LeBron and, you know, that group, Bosh and Wade in 03. I think he could be, you know, certainly all-star, all-star level, which is pretty good for the number one pick in the draft. I mean, the top, you know, between him, Mobley, and Green, I mean, you could have made a case for either one of those guys for the top spot here. So it'd be interesting because, you know, he's you know, a big wing. I mean, he's a 6'8" wing. I think a lot of it would be what happens with Killian Hayes, who they drafted in the lottery last year, if he's healthy and continues to develop. I think they've got a nice backcourt with these two players.
Bobby, I want to ask you about Houston's draft last night, which I thought was really interesting. Houston was a team that, like, bettors, and you know, I was like sort of sounding the alarm when Harden maybe was going to get traded, like, bet this team's win total under, they're going to bottom out. And we all kind of were curious when they bottomed out, what would end up happening in the first draft, you know, since they finished with such a poor record, to end up with not just Jalen Green at number two, who we can talk about, but Şengün and then Garuba. And I know these are guys people haven't really heard of yet. And yeah, Christopher, like four guys in the top 25, and really, like, in terms of the international players falling a little further than people expected. I wasn't expecting to come out of last night being like, yay, Houston, they did such a good job. It kind of seems like they got a big haul here. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, especially, you know, Green at two. I mean, I really liked him at two as far as, you know, 6'5", athletic wing. But as I said, he could have probably made, you know, made an argument that he could have been the number one pick here. And then you go, you know, when you're at, you know, you moved up to 16, you gave away two future ones to get to 16 where Oklahoma City was. And the picks they gave up were, you know, the Detroit one probably maybe would have never come to fruition because there's some heavy protection on there. The Washington one too, we'll see what happens there. But so it's likely that you got the 16th pick for a couple seconds here. And Şengün, you know, like Mike Schmitz, who does a great job with, you know, he was all over. I mean, Mike's does a really good job with the international players, and he's been all over saying, you know, both guys had, you know, top 13, top 10 type potential here. So I like what they were able to do there. And then as far as you said with Josh Christopher, played at Arizona State, another, you know, kind of athletic wing here. So you've got, you basically have kind of wiped the slate clean post Harden, and, you know, between those four and now with Kevin Porter Jr. and you've got Christian Wood, it's kind of a little bit of an intriguing athletic group of guys there.
Bobby, when you look at the Golden State Warriors, a few years removed from winning the NBA title, Klay gets hurt twice, and everything's got to be on Steph's shoulders, and KD goes to Brooklyn. The Warriors get James Wiseman last year. He plays well. He gets hurt. Now they get Jonathan Kuminga out of the Congo. They get Moses Moody, a very good player out of Arkansas. It feels like Golden State was a bit sneaky here, where they're already a pretty good team when healthy. What do you think about those two picks adding to this roster?
I think Kuminga, you know, is a little bit probably more of a developmental project here. He is a big, really big wing. I mean, he's 6'8". Probably what 225, 230 here. There were points in the G League bubble where he played like he was a top three pick, but I do think he's a little bit work in progress. I think from a potential standpoint, if there was ever something that came to fruition, whether it be Lillard or Beal, I think he would have as high value as maybe a guy if they had maybe gone Davion Mitchell, for example, here. And I think with Moody, I think you'll probably see him probably on the court before Kuminga. A little bit of a work in progress offensively, but kind of a 3-and-D guy, big wing, from a defensive standpoint here. But I like what Golden State did. I know they need NBA level guys that can kind of fit the timeline of Curry and Thompson when he gets back, and certainly with Draymond and Wiggins here. And there just wasn't a trade to be made for what meant moving back in the draft to pick up maybe one or two NBA maybe NBA rotational guys who meant falling back three or four spots.
Bobby, one of my favorite things about sports betting and how sports books work is like literally 5 seconds after an event happens, there's already like just a bevy of markets open of very like kind of bizarre things that you can bet on. There are already markets open in a couple places on the points per game that each of the top three picks, Cunningham, Green, and Mobley, are going to have next year. I'll read them to you. I don't need like exact handicapping, but I think it's a funny question. So Cade Cunningham, 17.5, Jalen Green, 16.5, Evan Mobley, 13. And it all kind of begs the same question. Between those three, the top three picks, who are kind of like your three favorites to win Rookie of the Year this year too, is there one of the three that you kind of feel most confident in that can put up a lot of points next year, maybe average like 18 to 20 points per game?
Jalen Green. I think I could see him being a 20-point scorer, just based on the style of Houston. They'll probably get up and down. I think there's probably less pressure in all three places. I think Cleveland's a little bit intriguing because they went out and got Rubio, and I think there's pressure to at least be in the play-in playing tournament. It'll be interesting how him and Jared Allen play together. If they bring Allen back as a free agent here. Cunningham, I think I'm more of like a, I can see him being like just a consistent like 14-8-8 type guy here, where he's not going to be giving you 25 to 30 points, or 20 in the mid-20s from a point standpoint. I think he's just going to be kind of fill up the stat line here. But I think if you're asking me out of those three, I would probably pick Green.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Bobby Marks, ESPN Front Office Insider for the NBA, joining us here on You Better You Bet here on BetQL. Kevin Rogers and Ken Barkley with you. The Russell Westbrook news. How surprised were you he got traded? How surprised were you he got traded to the Lakers?
Yeah, not terribly surprised. I think, based on what the options were for the Lakers, you basically could have run back the same group, including Schroeder, just because you had already committed $105 million to your core guys here, or you can kind of just, maybe kind of make some type of trade where where you're using Caldwell Pope and Montrezl Harrell and Kyle Kuzma to go out and see go out and see what you can get. Their resources just weren't there, you know, to do that, to do a whopper of a trade. And I know Westbrook is a name here, but you know, this is kind of who they are right now. They are, you know, they've got $130 million tied up in five guys. And I expect them to bring back Talon Horton Tucker and Alex Caruso. After that, though, I mean, you're looking at, you know, veteran minimum exception, tax mid-level. We'll see what happens with Dennis Schroeder. Maybe you can flip him for something here. It's going to be intriguing as far as how these three work, you know, especially with Westbrook, who likes to have the ball in his hands a lot. I think James is probably more more efficient when it's in his hand. I think Davis, we're going to see at the five a lot here. So I'm intrigued by it. I'm not ready to kind of pencil them in as a Western Conference favorite just because I think they need so much more help when we get to free agency in a couple of days.
Bobby, you mentioned obviously the Westbrook trade, but, you know, kind of the haul that goes along with that, you know, back to Washington. And I think what everyone's kind of wondering is, like, what's the next step? Like, is Washington keeping those guys? Like, what are kind of the next things that we can expect? Also, like, Philadelphia was maybe going to trade Ben Simmons last night. They were also asking for like 95 unprotected first round picks. So it seemed unlikely that that was going to happen. What in the next week, the next 10 days? Okay, we have Westbrook to the Lakers. What are some of the other moves, trades, acquisitions that we can expect here in the next week or so?
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect anything probably with Simmons just because the asking price is a little bit steep right now. You know, I think Beal, you know, the temperature on Beal and Lillard is just kind of like, you know, what day do they wake up and they're not happy with their roster, right? Like, is it 2 weeks from now? Is it a month from now? Is it training camp? I always say that the offseason is the honeymoon, right? We're always in a honeymoon period because there's no games being played until we get to training camp and stuff. So I'm not there with either of those guys. I think what we're probably going to see is probably a bunch of signing trades when we get to free agency, just because cap space is so limited this year because of the cap's only increased in 3%. So I think a guy like Kyle Lowry, I would probably circle maybe Philadelphia potentially as far as trying to work out a signing trade to get there because they do not have cap space. I think we're going to see probably a lot of the named guys, Kawhi, Mike Conley, Chris Paul, probably stay in their own cities. You know, I would keep an eye on guys like Lonzo Ball, Spencer Dinwiddie. It's a really good class of guards here with you know, some of those guys that I mentioned here. But yeah, Washington is, you know, going back to that, they're intriguing because what they did was they broke up the Westbrook contract into three guys that are making, you know, between like $12 and $13 million. Those guys are a lot easier to trade. There is an overload at, you know, at each position that those guys play. So I'm expecting Washington to be active as trying to try to move, you know, try to move more pieces because your goal is to appease, you know, Beal to keep him long term.
Bobby, in less than 30 seconds, do you think Damian Lillard starts the season with the Blazers?
I don't. And that's just my gut here. I think there'll be a time when I just don't see Portland being active enough to basically flip some of these pieces here to appease him. I think their big offseason will probably be Norm Powell and hiring Chauncey Billups.
Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider. You can find him at BobbyMarks42 on Twitter. Bobby, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, there is Bobby Marks. We have plenty of Major League Baseball to talk about coming up in the next hour. We'll recap all the trades on the trade deadline. And we'll see if Chris Bryant ends up getting traded right before the gun. So we got a lot to go over.
Might have a report, Kevin. We might have some breaking news. Might have to do it when we come back with our roundtable of producers. Apparently, Chris Bryant might be on the move. We're getting that in our chat right now. We'll have to break that down.
Yeah, the Chicago Cubs totally pulling the plug on this season. So that's Ken Barkley. I'm Kevin Rogers in for Nick Costos today. And you're listening to You Better You Bet as we continue till 7 p.m. Eastern. And you're locked into BetQL.